My worry, if money can ever become dirty, how can it ever become clean again? One extreme view would be that money is external to every human action, so that it could not absorb or inherit the virtuousness or viciousness of the interactions by which it changes hands. On this view, it wouldn't matter that these 30 pieces of silver came from Jesus' disciple betraying him to the Pharisees. What matters is the hunger that it can alleviate. You can imagine the hungry person taking this view. But it is somehow not a view that is compelling. For whatever reasons, it does seem to matter to us that money has been acquired by causing harm to others. Some of us will think here of people profiting from selling other people, of dividends on stock held in the weapons industry or in the oil industry. But most of us, I like to think, if we are thinking clearly, would not prefer, say, £106 a year on our £100 investment over £101 if that extra £5 came from putting heavy artillery in the hands of an 8-year-old child in a war-torn region. Most of us, I like to think, would not consider it, even if the order of magnitude were £1,060 rather than £100. Most of us, I think, would feel uncomfortable, and this is why we externalize the whole business through stockbrokers or we bury the details in complex portfolios. That £50 would be tainted or dirty. We ourselves somehow implicated in the great harm that persons are doing to one another, aided by the availability of affordable and massively lethal weapons. We would therefore look askance at, say, a children's hospital accepting a donation from Halliburton, unless it were an act of atonement, which it could only be if all such activities were forsworn in future, we would find it spineless for the children's hospital to accept the money. Wrong for them to carry on the good work that they're doing at the direct expense of children elsewhere. On the other hand, if a private businessman donated money to the same hospital, many would not ask what exactly his business was, and almost no one would inquire into the specifics of a donor's stock portfolio. Why is that? And should it be that way? Let's consider the matter conversely. Many of us think that government money is as clean as it's going to get, and yet weapon-producing companies pay taxes. That government money comes from somewhere. If that money is tainted when directly given, why is it not equally tainted when filtered through the government?